Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the decision which legalized abortion across the country. This happened while the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state of Mississippi, which passed an act that prohibits abortions after 15 weeks except in cases of medical emergency. In the opinion, Justice Samuel Alito fundamentally disagreed with the landmark case Roe v. Wade, which declared in 1973 that abortions after around 24 weeks gestation were unconstitutional. ABC News reports that this ruling will allow each state to pass its own abortion laws, with several prepared to get rid of women's abortion rights completely. ABC's Terry Moran adds,
bottom line, Roe versus Wade is overruled. There is no constitutional right to an abortion in this country anymore as of today. Justice Samuel Alito, in an opinion that tracks very, very carefully as far as I can see at this point, with the opinion that was leaked, the draft opinion, says without question it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives.
But here in Alaska, courts have interpreted abortion rights as protected under state constitution, so the repeal would have no effect. The Alaska Supreme Court recognized a fundamental right to reproductive choice under Alaska Constitution dating back to 1997. And voters, by the way, will be asked this fall if they want to hold a constitutional convention. Conservatives see this as a possibility to roll back abortion rights or completely get rid of them here in Alaska, according to the Associated Press. And according to an analysis from the Guttmacher Institute, a patient in Alaska must receive state-directed counseling that includes information designed to discourage the patient from having an abortion. The Institute also found that in 2017, just over 1,200 abortions were provided in Alaska, though not all happened or provided to state residents. Some may have traveled to another state for an abortion. Abortions in Alaska represent 0.1% of abortions in the United States. Alaska senior U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski held a press conference Thursday on the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which is targeted legislation before the U.S. Senate addressing specific problems that have led to mass shootings, including the need for additional mental health and school safety resources. She spoke on what is in the legislation and how it impacts Alaskans and addresses misinformation about the bill. In the press conference, Senator Murkowski said,
what we're really trying to do is to ensure that our schools are safe, our kids are protected, without placing new restrictions on law-abiding gun owners. And at the same time that we're trying to keep our schools safe, I don't think any of us as parents think that the outcome needs to be that our schools become fortresses. I certainly am not one who thinks that the answer is to provide firearms to teachers and put that extraordinary weight and burden on them. So what we can do to provide for greater safeguards is what we are attempting here.
The legislation, according to the senator's office, does not create a national red flag law, does not require or incentivize states to enact red flag laws, does not penalize states that don't have these laws, does not infringe on Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, does not create universal background checks, does not create mental health checks, does not create mandatory or de facto waiting periods. Thursday night, Senator Murkowski voted in favor of the act. The bill passed the Senate 65-33. And we've got full details on this piece of legislation, including several hyperlinked articles at our website at radiokenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.